Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, he's down in UTEP with the Miners, Conference USA, the man himself, the living legend, it's Scotty Walden, the Boss Man Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, Boss Man, you're the living legend, man. I'm just happy to be a part, brother. I'm just happy to be on the show. I appreciate you, man, having me on Meet the World.
Anytime, but let me ask you, man, how's it been, man? You know, being at the P, success there at the P, man, going to playoffs, doing well there, man, and just all of a sudden, man, you get the phone call, man, to move on up, man. How does it make you feel knowing what you did up there, man? People saw it around the country, brother.
It just means the world, Boss, man. It's been a lot of blessings for me and my family the past few months, for sure. God is good. And, you know, anytime in this profession, the side you don't see of it, you know, you see the news break, somebody leaving to a job. But what you don't see is a lot of times, you know, you having to tell those kids that you're leaving, you know, and those things are hard, right? I mean, like my time at Austin Peay, I wouldn't trade for the world, man. I love Clarksville. My family loves Clarksville. My son loves Clarksville. You know, there's a piece of Governor forever etched in my heart. And we loved our time there, man. And, you know, when I got this opportunity in the call at University of Texas at El Paso, it just felt like an opportunity that me and my family couldn't pass up, man. I feel like there's, you know, something building here. You know, we've been saying it since we got it. We feel like this is the best kept secret in the state of Texas. I mean, we feel like this is an absolutely hidden gem, and we're ready to stop making it hidden so much, you know, and open it up, you know. And I think that at the end of the day, I just hope that, you know, in my time at Austin Peay, regardless of the wins and the championships, records, I just hope we made a difference. You know, that's at the end of the day what I hope for. And those kids were amazing to work with, the administrator, Gerald Harrison, Dr. Licari, our good friend Coach Gibson, getting to meet people like that. Those people make it worthwhile.
Now, Sky, did you see last night, bro, jump on top of the scorer's table in those fatigues? Yeah. Did you see that last night?
Dude, I'm so fired up for it, man. They got them dudes rolling, man. They got them rolling. No surprise. You and I both knew it was going to happen.
Yes, no doubt, man. No doubt. And bro, let me ask you this, man. Being in Texas, where you're from, man, being back home, knowing the Texas high school coaches, man, all that talent down there in Texas that you can keep home and just don't have to really go out too far and find talented young men relationships with, come play for you over at UTEP there, man.
Man, it's huge. You know, we just got done signing, boss, the number one rated signing class in Conference USA, and we just got here in 2 months. And I've been really proud of our staff. It's the highest rated recruiting class ever in school history. And, you know, I think something that's kind of different at UTEP is, like, it's so far west. Some people think, well, let's go to California, Arizona, New Mexico. But, man, hey, as long as that T is in our name, the University of Texas, we're going to recruit the state of Texas. And you know and I know it, there's so many kids. There's 1,500 schools in the state of Texas, and all of them got great players. And so there's plenty to go around. You know, it'd be different. We're in a smaller state. So we're gonna you know, compete, and we want to own the state of Texas in recruiting. And obviously my relationships growing up in the state and playing and coaching in Texas have helped us immensely. And my staff, you know, we've got a staff that has Texas connections, and it's been phenomenal. The kind of welcoming back has been amazing. It's been really fun to get in front of those coaches and go get some great players from the great state of Texas. And I tell you this, man, like, boss, like, you know, people, you know, they don't know how awesome El Paso is until they get out here. You know, everybody, you know, here's close to the border. Oh, is it dangerous, man? This is one of the safest cities in America. It's one of the most beautiful cities in America. 320 days of sunshine a year. All right, we got one of those iconic stadiums sitting right out here. I'll show you, man. One of the best stadiums sitting right out here, the Sun Bowl. That's boss. They're putting dirt on my field because they got a monster truck show this weekend, dog. Look at that. What stadium in America? Those two, man. Come on. I mean, it's unbelievable, man.
That view was unbelievable. That view.
Well, that we got to get you
right
here,
there. You showed the people. Hey. Unbelievable view.
Boss man, let me tell you something. Off season, I'm getting you out here. You're going to come hang out with me. We're going to get some good Mexican food, dog.
Hey, I'm all for it, man, and I'm all for it. And you know what's good about Conference USA? It's really Conference USA. And you got Kennesaw, Middle Tennessee, and West Kentucky,
right,
where I can still come see my man play.
Nice.
When I'm on a Hawks off day. So it works That's out. Right. So be a Saturday where it works out great, where – Hawks are off, and I can come and support you in my UTEP minor gear.
That's right. Oh, you know I'm going to gear you up, man, when you come out, no doubt. That is the cool thing is all of our games are back towards you and towards the Georgia area and towards Tennessee, back in, you know, towards the other side of Texas, and that is the really cool part. Now, Kennesaw's in our league, so Kennesaw's going to come to us this year, that we're going to go there next year, and so I'll definitely be chopping it up with you in the ATL when we come down, for sure.
Well, no, 100%. And Scotty, let me ask you, bro, like, as you get ready for spring practice here, man, with the guys you have that you're retaining and the guys who you brought in via the portal, man, what you trying to accomplish this spring for setting mindset, for setting the culture, knowing how you do it and getting them howling out there, some dogs, man?
Man, no doubt, bro. It's been awesome, man. Like, boss, we brought in about 45 players in the mid-year. I mean, we brought in a slew of guys. So it's been really cool to watch those guys integrate with the guys that were already here and watch the buy-in that they've had, but also the guys that were already here had the buy-in because, man, these kids want to win, man, and they deserve to have a program that they're proud of being a part of. And, you know, we're just doing little things, man. I mean, boss, I just talked to him about, hey, let's just win small victories every day. Let's go win in the community. Let's go win in the weight room. Let's just get some small victories built up and let's celebrate those victories. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, man, is like when you take over a program that maybe hasn't had as much success, you got to celebrate that. You got to start small and you got to build day by day, stack days. And you got to celebrate those victories that you have, whether they're massive victories or not. Like today we're maxing out on squat. We had, you know, probably around 10 guys break school records today, you know, maxing out on squat. that we celebrate the heck out of that. I mean, that guys are getting stronger, guys are working, but I've been really impressed, boss, with the buy-in of the culture. And, you know, we have put a lot on these guys. We have demanded a lot. You can probably tell by my voice, man, we've been getting after it, man. We just got done with boot camp, which is our phase two. We've been getting after it, Matt drills, and we're about to go on spring break, and then we come back for spring ball. So I want these kids, here's the deal, man. I'll tell you, for me, boss, one of the challenges is, like, you know, we're taking over a program that hasn't had a lot of success. We want to come in and we want to get after it and be hard and talk about our culture, which is, we are a culture of accountability, discipline, which is really hard. But you don't want to go too far to where it's like beat down, because at the same time, these guys haven't had a lot of success. So you want these guys to understand and believe that they can win and know that it is possible to win. And so we're really just balancing that, right? And so I want these guys ultimately to leave spring saying, man, you know what? I believe in what we're doing. I'm playing fast. And you know what? It was really hard what I went through, but it was worth it. And so I just think every single day we're striving to win those little victories, man. And I'm really excited about where our culture is. The response has been great. Guys are, you know, they thought I was joking the first couple weeks about sitting in the front two rows of class. And then, you know, they found out the early morning run is a little different. You know, we go sit in the front two rows of class, you know. And so just those little things, man, you know. But it's been cool to watch them buy in.
No, Scotty, bro, what's good about it, man, like, sometimes guys get results driven, but you're a process guy. Now, I love guys who are process guys, because the process is the right way. The wins will come if the process is doing the right stuff. So you set that process the right way, the results will come out the other way around.
There's no doubt, man. And you know, the hard thing, boss, is like when you don't see it, especially this day and age, kids don't see those results fast. They want to derive from the process. So it's really cool when you get a group of guys. You know, like at Austin Peay, several guys got in the portal and came here to UTEP. And, you know, it's really cool to see those guys and the guys we've recruited, even that graduated for us last year, that have stayed the course, trusted the process, to see that end result. You know, if it didn't start out that way, you know, their freshman year, their sophomore year, was it all smooth sailing? But all of a sudden, you see that end result come that you want because of the process you have maintained. But you're not going to see the fruits of that labor, you know, every day. And you just got to, you know, it's right behind me right here. I have it in every office I've been in, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:7, man, we walk by faith and not by sight. And you gotta walk by faith, man. Sometimes you're not going to see everything you're building every day. You're not going to get that pat on the back or see it, but you got to know, if you just trust the process, you do things with integrity, and you work your tail off every single day, that the fruits of your labor are going to be rewarded. And I think that's a message we got to echo to kids nowadays, because, you know, they just want, hey, quick, you know, instant gratification. But that's not how the life works. That's not how the world works. And I think anything worth doing is hard, and it takes time. And it's not just a flash in the pan, you know? And so we want to build that. We're all about building long-term consistency rather than just short-term intensity. You know, we want long-term consistency, and that's a process-driven approach.
And Scotty, like, I'll give you that with my radio show. Like, 09, I was doing it on the air from 2 in the morning, and it went to 11 o'clock at night. And it went to nights and weekends. So it took me from 09 to 14 to grow into who I am. It was process. And I decided I'd rather be, you know, somebody you can hang out with, talk to, be your boy, rather than just trying to get a scoop like somebody else or somebody. So that's why I don't do that. You said, no, I never started asking for a scoop. I wanted to, because you my guy. I wanted to holler at you my guy. That's right. What I wanted a scoop from.
Authenticity, man. Genuine. And that's because you love what you do. And I think, like, when you love what you do, you're genuine and authentic in that. And that's what I love about you, is, like, you know, you're not just, all right, let me just get this scoop from you, move on. And I think that's any profession. If you are genuinely passionate about what you do, you're willing to go through that process, you know. But if you're just trying to, hey, I'm doing this for the money, I'm doing this for the fame, I'm doing this for the social media likes, you're going to tend to be more results oriented, because you're just trying to get that quick fix, right? That dopamine rush, that quick, all right, boom, I got that done, what's next? As opposed to falling in love. We talk about all the time, fall in love with the process, fall in love with daily trying to be great. And you can't do that, though, unless you love what you do. And that's why, like, it took you 5 years to get to where you want to be in that regard. I was a D3 coach for 5 years. You know, people don't, you know, remember that about me. You know, I had to cut my teeth at the Division III level for 5 years. You know, first 5 years of my career, like, that's, you got to cut your teeth somewhere and trust the process instead of just trying to jump to the top. That's just not how things work.
And you know what? It also finding your own niche, your own spin on it too. Like, I don't try to be nobody else. I'm myself. Like, I don't listen to other people's shows. I don't care about it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm a leader. I don't follow nobody. I'm a leader. I'm a trendsetter. That's why I feel like, you know, man, guys like yourself, guys like Guilt, man, you all do it your way. You don't do it how they told you to do. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love y'all guys, because y'all like me. Y'all, we hustlers. We do it our own way and successfully do it.
That's the only way we know, man. You know, we'd rather you take things from other people, you know, but you got to genuinely, authentically make it yours, because if it's not, man, you're not going to be successful doing it unless it's genuinely yours, man. You can't just copy and paste, man. That don't work. You know, that don't work. You got to be who you are and who God's called you to be, man. And I think that's why we get along so good, man.
No doubt, man. And, bro, I loved you at the game, man. Also, the tier stuff at the game, bro. Tell me, what were you there, bro? Hey, man, you own it, bro. Oh. Like, that's my guy, man. Tell me about that, man.
I'm just glad you decided to have me on the show, even though you that already. I mean, I didn't know if I'd ever get invited to the Big Boss Man show again, dog. So it was. I mean, look, I didn't know that the whole country would see my dad bod, but you know, we're just trying to get the basketball team hyped. That was a big conference game, and you know, they went all out, man. They brought in like a legit artist to put that stuff on me. I was like, holy crap, you know. So I had no choice but to go all in, dog, and you know, run around and get the place hyped, but. It's all about, man, you know, like I told you, this place is a hidden gem. There's amazing people out here. There's amazing stuff. We got to get the word out on this place, man. And there's great people. There's great coaches, great, great community, great city that supports El Paso and supports UTEP. I mean, these guys, they won 3 games last year and averaged 20,000 fans a game in the Sun Bowl. That stadium I just showed you holds 50,000 some odd people, man. And, like, you know, there's been seasons they've averaged over 40,000 fans a game here. You know, this is – there's no NFL team here, and there's about two million, when you include Juarez, there's about 2 million people in this surrounding area. So, like, and it's one of the biggest locations without an NFL team or NBA team. So we're the main attraction, which is cool, you know. So, man, just to get the energy going, trying to spark it, man, and get people on board, understanding what we're trying to do out west that was the whole premise behind it. But certainly didn't think that my dad bod would go viral, but you know, my wife was she had a good laugh about that. So,
well, but Scotty, man, Joe's a good friend of mine. So I love Joe Gold. Wow. That's a buddy of mine. Yeah, me and Joe Gold too, man.
Bro, that's so cool. That's crazy. You know everybody, man. Joe's good people. He's great people, man. I really enjoy getting to know him.
Yeah, man. Like, bro, like that's what I said, man. I'm not trying to out here get scoops. I'm trying to be lazy with the friendships, man. I try to get out here and get scoops, man. That's not me. That's not what I do, man. I'm about friendships, man. Now, I hope you love them glasses I gave you, brother. You know, I got you glasses. And man, still got them, bro.
Yeah, I still got them. They're actually at my house. Those are sick, bro. Those are live. I appreciate you more than you know, man. I was like, are you kidding me, man? That was you the man, brother, for real.
Yes, man. Brother Scotty, man, hey, I told you, man. I'm happy for you, bro. I really am, man. I'm going to be cheering my butt off for you, man. Now, I'm going to catch on the road, and hey, soon the hustle's over, man. May and June, let me know, man. El Paso, here I come, brother.
Hey, let's fly the Big Boss Man in. We'll roll the red carpet out, dog. I promise you. You let me know when you come out, and it's always an honor to be on the show, and I respect the heck out of what you do, dog, and dang proud of you for what just being a trendsetter and who you are. And, let's keep a real close touch, man. I can't wait to see you soon, boss.
Yes, sir, brother. Anytime, my guy.
No doubt, brother. Picks up, all baby. Right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.